Hong Kong Blues with Rick Dallarata, Dave Liebman, Lenny White. Am I doing, is that right? Yeah, and Eddie Gomez. From the thought-provoking CD, which came out in 97. It's a little bit after 10, it's 5 after 10, and we're going on just a little bit. Wendell's on his way. But, you know, we were talking a minute ago about anonymity and being well known, and we were talking about Lenny White and how I'm used to hearing Lenny White in Bitches Brew and Return to Forever and sort of these fusion things. And you talked about how that can pigeonhole.
Well, a lot of times, you know, an industry will use your notoriety or fame in a way that might not be in your best interest by, you know, pigeonholing you as whatever it was that you happened to get more, the most well-known doing. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, many musicians I had known that Lenny White was a mainstream drummer and loved playing mainstream jazz as much as anything, maybe even more, I'm not sure, but as much, absolutely, as any other form of jazz. I absolutely loved playing it. And we also knew that he had worked as a sideman with people such as Freddie Hubbard and Joe Henderson and many others. So, you know, it was an interesting thing when this opportunity came up. You know, I knew it was something that Lenny was a project that he was really going to enjoy.
Mm-hmm. So one last question, and then we'll talk about the details of the concert. What made you, what was the turning point for you to decide, that made you decide to do these Jazz for Peace?
Well, I would say, you know, I had been talking about Jazz for Peace for years before that, and before the events of 9/11, and I had been doing it around the world. I mean, I traveled to Japan, I think, 7 times. I've been to Hong Kong, as we spoke of, twice. Mm-hmm. I've been to Europe many, many times. All these different countries, La Paz, Bolivia, Brazil, where I have another CD called Live in Brazil. So anyway, all these different places, I would talk to people, and I would talk about many of my ideas of bringing people together in a positive way, and the way that music crosses cultural boundaries, religious boundaries, ethnicity, but all these different boundaries, and brings people together in a positive way. And I had talked to people about it. Well, after the events of 9/11, I started getting phone calls from all over the world from people who had remembered me talking to them and had thought it was a great idea at the time. But, you know, of course, it just went by the wayside until I started getting all these calls from people saying, you know, I remember you telling me this. You really have to go and do this. They thought of what I said. They said they were so inspired by what I had told them in light of. Now they see the big picture, they're saying. Right. You know, they understand this now, the importance of this. And I had written the Jazz for Peace poem. And with that concert that I did with Paquito, the press was finally waking up. And you know, so other people were... It came together when other people finally decided, hey, this idea of yours, Rick, is a good one. Mm-hmm. So unfortunately, it took a tragedy like that for other people to come aware. But before that, it was just something that everyone thought was a good idea, but nobody really wanted to get behind. And, you know, because I had been such a big blabbermouth, I now had a lot of people that really thought, really wanted me to see me do this. Yeah,
you had to step up to the plate. Well, give us some details about the concert, will you, Gwen?
Well, again, Monday night, this coming Monday night, the 29th, at the Aspen Community Church on Bleecker Street in Aspen.
Tickets
at 7 o'clock. Tickets you can get online at jazzforpeace.org. And I think if you get them in the next day, you'll still get a discount. Otherwise, you can get tickets at the door. Okay.
They're $10 more at the door, so we would suggest
jump online,
and they do take it down. You know, maybe for the next 24 hours, you could probably get that discount.
Okay, mm-hmm. And that's jazzforpeace.org.
Yes,
and they'll be on a will call basis. I remember you said.
Yep.
So if you purchase them online,
just
you can
come
pick
to
them
the
up
show.
At the door.
Yep.
Yeah, name will be held at the door, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Gwen Garcelon and Rick Dallarata, it has been a real pleasure. I'm really glad that you guys could come back for the second half of the interview. So we're going to go out with this song from the thought-provoking CD, and it's called If I Only Had a Brain. Rick Dallarata, thank you so very much, both of you.